Audio mode, Amon, Ema here. I do sort of intend to spend a bit more time doing audio boos during audio mode this month. And my general idea is going to be to do a kind of morning thoughts McColgan. Just letting my mind wander and start to discuss, think things through in my head as they come out. There's no planning at all. Tonight I've let it go a bit too late to do it justice tonight, and I'm very tired. So it's likely that what I think about tonight won't work very well. I've got an intention to do some mindfulness, and then after that record the audio mo and just see what comes out. So I guess with this first one, since my first audio boo for a while, I thought I'd just ponder over a few things that happened recently, audio boo related. Met up with Turbo Stream, Adrian Wicks, who'd come up. He'd come up to see Dean Reed and, well, not just see, and Big Rick, all one word, come up to walk the first section of the Hadrian's Way, or the Hadrian's Wall path, and then he'd carried on further up and stayed in Bathgate to see McColgan and also myself. And unfortunately, I was very, very busy that particular week. My wife had just started her new job. Vaguely in the back of my mind, I'd had hopes that to meet up with Dean and Rick and do a section of the Hadrian's Wall myself. But I guess I might try and do that later in the summer anyway. Yeah, so it was great to meet up with Adrian. We met in the Fairway pub. Again, it's funny, I've never been in there apart from doing an audio boo with someone. Actually, no, the first time I met up with Mac, met up with him, but it wasn't recorded. Didn't do it. But yeah, it was to meet up with Mac, and then the next time was with Phil and Mac, and this time just Adrian. So it's kind of funny, never been in there otherwise, although my wife has. But yeah, it's a nice pub. Yeah, it was good to hear both Dean, but more often Dean's a bit more quiet on audio boo. We did a summary boo of the path, but hearing Rick's daily logs and his thoughts was particularly good. I really enjoyed that, and glad that he was able to complete it after seeing his heels last time in the photos whilst on the trip. I was a bit worried that he wasn't going to make it, but fair play to him. That was pretty impressive. So, mind emptied out on anything I was going to think of then. Like I say, in the future I'll probably think first and then record the audio mode. But I was conscious of the fact that it was getting quite late and I hadn't even done day one. I've got got some sounds from the Highland Games and the National Pipe Championship. But I don't even think I will get a chance to work out how to splice that in, so I'll save that for one audio mo later in the week. So, pretty cacophonous, let's say. Because I was in the bit where they were warming up, so there was a whole load of different bands practicing at once. Yeah, so don't feel you have to listen to any of these all the way through. It's likely that I'll have the 10 minutes to do them, and there might well be a fair bit of silence involved. That's the general idea of what I'm going to do anyway. So, that's it. And I was also going to think up, so part of the process is I'll work out what I'm going to finish on. Finish on a song, but I won't do that. No. What sort of catchphrase and thoughts to finish on? That'd be good. Yeah. Alright then, thanks a lot. See ya. Bye.